Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Clearing skies, lowering humidity, and light winds settled in last night with the help of weakening high pressure building east from the Great Lakes, giving us a mild but much more comfortable start to the day, readings slipping back into the 50s and low 60s. At the same time, enough moisture to promote some areas of valley fog. That'll be burning off by mid-morning, revealing a partly sunny sky. The sun will be mixed with some high clouds. The high clouds are likely to be the fussiest part of the forecast over the next few days. It'll be seasonably warm. Humidity will remain low. No rain dampening any outdoor plans through Sunday, except for a highly localized shower over the higher terrain south late tomorrow. The high clouds are streaming northeast between high pressure building south out of Hudson Bay and another area of high pressure holding on over the western Atlantic. As the high to our north builds southeast toward northern Maine, we'll see a bit more in the way of sun tomorrow, although the easterly airflow could trigger an isolated shower across southern sections. The forecast? Areas of valley fog burning off to sun mixed with high clouds, seasonably warm, less humid. Highs 80 to 85 north, mid and upper 80s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys, and south. Tonight, clearing, areas of dense river valley fog, lows 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, fog burns off to sun, maybe an isolated shower south late in the day, highs upper 70s and low 80s. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.